Today I'd like to discuss, because we're getting closer and closer to Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur, a very unusual custom. I can call it a custom because that's what the Mechaber calls it, Minhag Kaparos Be'erev Yom HaKippurim, the custom of performance of Kaparos, which is similar to the word in Yom Kippur, which has obviously a connection to atonement, which is generally performed on Erev Yom Kippur, which would be the Sunday. So the Mechaber tells us that Yesh Shenohagin, there are those people that have the custom, not everyone does this, Lasos Kaparov Erev Yom Kippur, Lishchot Tarnagol Alkol Ben Zohar, Vermelo Psukim. He says that there are those people who have the custom to take, specifically on Erev Yom Kippur, a Tarnagol, to take a rooster. Some people, as the Mechaber says, Alkol Ben Zohar, every person should take their own rooster, and also to say various Psukim, which are found actually even in the regular art school sitter. And he says, however, Yishlim Noah HaMinhag, there are those people that do not do this. They distance themselves from this particular custom. And as we know, some people, because of various reasons, do not use a tarnagol, a rooster, but rather they use money. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason for this, and perhaps you would think this has something to do with PETA, the people with ethical treatment of animals, or perhaps if you go on some of these websites, they have like little comics, if you will, a few minutes of this rabbi who gets beaten up by a rooster, gets strong, and he starts swinging the rabbi around, and you can see some of these websites have these interesting things. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that's not the reason. He says, "Now mishum chshash darkei ha'amori." So this is a very unusual thing that we do, that some of us do, and perhaps it may resemble practices which are not Jewish practices. We may be resembling that of other nations, and therefore that's the reason why, depending on where you live in a different era in time where people in fact perhaps do similar customs, it might end up being smacks of some types of idol worship or things of that nature. However, that's the reason the Mishnah Berurah gives. Now the question is, what's the significance of this? We mentioned already that on Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you have Tashlich, and a lot of people just believe that all you do is just take all your sins and you throw it into the sea, and it's terrible that, you know, all these fish have to eat up all our sins, you know, such sinful fish after Rosh Hashanah. Obviously we know that that's not the significance, as we discussed. A lot of people also have a similar misconception about what kaparos are. Think, all right, I'll take this rooster. I have done 1,000 millions of sins this year, and this poor rooster that was doing nothing but eating some seeds all year, unfortunately now it has all of my sins. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that simply. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that's of course not the significance of why we have the custom of kaparos. He says, "V'yachshav," that a person should think while they're doing kaparos, shekoma she'osin l'of hazeh, that whatever happens to this bird, he says the word of, because if it would be a woman, it's customary to use a hen, hakol ha'yiroi l'vo alav, that anything that is about to happen to this rooster, which unfortunately it's not going to have a good day, it's going to be slaughtered, this is really based on my actions. If Hashem would judge me to the letter of the law, I also wouldn't be having such a great day. And by looking at the rooster, which is a visual aid for us, it gives us the opportunity to look within, to be able to have a little bit of introspection about our own actions, hopefully giving us an opportunity to change, to repent. That through this, HaKadosh Baruch Mesalek HaGzeira Mi'olav, and because we'll repent, and hopefully it'll move us in such a way, which is the real purpose of it, it'll cause that Hashem will remove any possible decrees which are negative about us, that were destined to occur to us. He says that the Rishonim also said that the significance of the sacrifices, it's not just the on Erev Yom Kippur, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and God willing, in the days of the third upcoming Beis HaMikdash, kind of unusual, we live in a technological age, but we eventually are going to have the opportunity of bringing sacrifices. And a person could look at it and say, what's the significance of that? It's taking animals. It's not just slaughtering of innocent animals. The purpose of it is that it should be a moving experience, that the person who's bringing it should be able to change and look at it, and hopefully by having this external stimuli in their life, seeing what's happening to this animal, hopefully they'll have that introspection, they'll change. In fact, the Be'er Heitev continues on this, quoting the words of the Arizal and the Shlah, which obviously shows that it's a lot of mystical, Kabbalistic reasons behind Kaparos. He says, not only the words we just said before, but also when a person has this rooster or hen in front of them, the Yachshav Belibo, person should think mentally in their minds, Shehu Chayiv Dalad Misos, that potentially the four capital offenses that a person could be by committing certain crimes, the Jewish courts then had the ability to sentence us to four different penalties. The truth is, perhaps the things that I've done wrong this year, I also may be guilty of that as well. And therefore, when you see this tarnagel, you see this rooster, Zarko Skila, that you see it's being this movement around you, it represents also when a person was in those days thrown down and moved around, literally thrown by being stoned with stones. And therefore, when you see the movement of this rooster, that should think about that. Shachto Hereg, when you see it's being slaughtered, you think of the penalty of Hereg, which is another one of the punishments of beheading. Tafaso Betzaber Chenek. And when you're holding on to the rooster, when you're about to slaughter it, you look at its neck. And when you look at its neck, you think of Chenek, the strangulation penalty. And then finally, afterwards, after the animal has been slaughtered, it's not thrown away. That's Bal Tashchis, as the Mishnah Berurah continues, as well as the Mechaber. It's supposed to be used, perhaps even given to a poor person, in order that they'll be able to have Sudah HaMafseket, they'll be able to have a meal from it. And when it's being cooked, Sarfo Hainu Sreifa, Mezek Kaparasu. So when you think of all these different things that are happening to this tarnagel, in turn, it's not just for it, because the tarnagel didn't do anything wrong. What did the rooster do wrong? Didn't do anything wrong. But we did. And therefore, hopefully, that'll be an opportunity for us to change. And jumping quickly into the Mishnah Berurah for another moment, we're not going to finish this whole piece, but just one more thought. He says that a lot of times, when it comes to this ceremony, a lot of people decide to go to one location. And you have one guy who's doing the shechitah, slaughtering for many, many of these animals, many of these roosters or hens. And because of this, it's very probable that if the person is not meticulous, as they are in the slaughterhouses, that their knife will end up having some type of a blemish on the knife because it's being used so many times. He says, "V'yachol lavo l'idei iser nevela." It's very possible that by doing it so many times over and over, it could possibly cause that it was not slaughtered properly, and therefore it's not going to be kosher birds. And therefore you're going to end up giving nevela, non-kosher birds. And we've all read about that. That's not a good thing, which has happened in Muncie. So we don't want to create any more non-kosher nevelot. We don't want to cause any more birds to be not kosher. So he says, Tov yose lishchot hakaparos yom o yomayim kodem yom hakiporim. He says that if you're concerned that it's too overwhelming, that it's going to be too many people doing it, then you don't have to do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Don't do it on Sunday. You can do it even a day or a couple days before. And here's the last line. We'll stop with the words of the Prima Gadim, because he says, Ki kol aseres yimei tshuva huzman kaparos. That kaparos do not have to be done on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the custom that we do it. However, really, it's something which could be performed all aseres yimei tshuva, because we shouldn't look at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur merely as bookends, that those are the important days and everything in between is insignificant, but rather aseres yimei tshuva is exactly that. It's for the 10 days, and therefore every day during this time is an opportunity for kaparos, to have a kapara, to have an atonement, and therefore if you can't do it later, then do it now, do it earlier.